We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital.
So how was SES, John?
SES was actually pretty good. A little bit smaller than it was the last time I was there, but it was a little bit more focused, too, so there wasn't as much okay, let's just call it riffraff, but I don't know what else to call it because it's what came to mind. It was good. I liked it. I did.
So was it like you didn't have a particular topic? It was still all topics, right?
Yeah. It covered everything. The show floor was. I didn't go to any of the sessions. I did mostly networking and went to the show floor and talked to a bunch of people. I sent my people into the sessions. So next week they're going to be reporting back on what they learned. So we'll get to hear all the cool stuff they heard.
Nice, your people. I like it.
Yes, we gotta let everybody go to these shows. Gotta give them excuses. So if they have to report on it when they get back, it makes the upper management think they're actually getting some out of it. But they are getting some out of it. Don't get me wrong, they are getting some out of it. But
other than the parties,
yeah, they didn't go to the parties. I was like, I was the only one out of my group that went to the party. I was like, come on, you guys are missing the best part and actually the most interesting part, because I had some really good conversations with people at the parties. A vendor that we use was sponsoring one of the Webmaster Radio parties, and so I got to sit and talk to this guy for like an hour and a half about all these cool things about content. And then like today my SEO manager came to me and said, I wish you wouldn't have that drunken conversation, because he won't stop bugging me now. And I'm like, come on, that's what we're there for.
Causing trouble as usual.
Yes.
So how many of the team did you take?
Four. And actually five if you include my boss.
Wow. Very nice.
So we had a bunch.
And it was in San Francisco?
No, it's here in New York.
So the New York one.
That's why we could take so many, because we didn't have to travel.
Gotcha.
Unseasonably warm New York, by the way, because we were outside on the patio and the weather was delightful for night.
It was amazing. It was the Webmaster Radio Search Bass was unbelievable. It was that was also much mellower than most of them. Usually, Darren and the crew put on a crazy themed party. This was just great music, good drinks, and conversation. So mellower than most, but still a very good party.
You know what it was? Because the weather changed around, so the venue more people were conducive to like go outside, grab a smoke, take the drinks outside, and talk. So they weren't staying inside the venue at all, like they did last year because the weather was bad. So there was much more time to network this time around.
A lot of good networking too. I really appreciate that these shows.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to one. I've got to get back into it next year, I guess.
So cool. I'm confirmed for SMX Advance this year, Ross. So you're gonna be there, right?
Oh God, are you? Okay. Well, I'll have to make it it's gonna be tight, but I'm gonna do my best.
All right, and
I can't
I'm staying
miss
here
that
now.
One. Yeah, it's a bit of a commute. Well, everyone, if you ever want to check out some really cool shows, SESs are great. The one I like the most for more advanced stuff is Search Marketing Advanced, Search Marketing Advanced, I guess, is what that's what I call it anyway. Seattle. SMX, yeah. So that's coming up in June, usually. I believe it's June. So that's a pretty good one to go. It's such a good time. Usually Bing throws a good party, and it's a good time. So today we are going to catch up on a few things. It's been a little bit of time since we've had a show, and along with your trip to SES, we want to do a little recap. The one thing that has totally got my goat, oh my goodness, I just lost it when I heard about this stupid general note from Matt Cutts saying that he was going to that they're going to change their algorithm to target quote-unquote over-optimized sites. Now, don't get me wrong. There are over-optimized sites. There are sites that are so spammy, but that's spam. When they say over-optimized, that just tells me they're trying to scare the shit out of, scare the pants off of people when they don't have any reason to be scared. So, you know, fortunately, I haven't actually had any clients call and go, oh, no, because maybe they're not listening to this stuff. They trust me, which is good, because in our cases, we don't over-optimize. But what bothers me is all the small businesses that are going to panic because of this, because of the vagueness of Matt's comments. It drives me insane. I hate when they do something like this.
Okay, take his comments directly. It says, basically what they say is they're trying to level the playing field. And he says, he does say, for lack of a better word, over-optimization or overly SEO'd. So I don't know what you'd call it either. You can't call it spam because that really, I think what they're talking about is just that the stuff that, it is spam, but it's just that stuff that's a little bit over the edge, what we might call gray hat. And he's not going to call it gray hat, but it's not like cloaking. It's not like the hardcore spam techniques that people use. It's more like the gray hat stuff that people are talking about. And instead of calling it spam, he's trying to find a nicer word for it. I think over optimization does kind of work because it's not a new term. People are used to hearing that.
Yeah, but it's too vague, you know, for any small business owner to react to it. It's like, what does that mean?
Well, to anybody, it's like, what does that mean? But I think you read Jill Whalen's article on it on Search Engine Land. She said it was being over optimized is like being a little bit pregnant. Because you think about it, optimized is making something the best it can possibly be. So you can't be better than the best because you can't be over-optimized as being like being a little bit pregnant. So she says the same thing you do. All that stuff that they're targeting, that gray hat stuff that's going to be the target of this, is really just a light version of spam. It really is. I don't disagree.
I don't know. And then there's also, and I also feel for a lot of businesses that are in the marketplace where the only way they were able to compete, and I tell you, I'm sure there are ways around it, but they are not. They'd be price prohibitive around getting around these. Some of these guys who were top, who were getting in the rankings, they had to play a game with them. They had to play the same game. They had to add a few more keywords here. They had to build their links. They had to do stuff that's probably going to get them hit. And you know what? I understand things change. You know, they're going to have to change their practices. I don't know. Even Danny Sullivan posted a video that was perfect. Oh, man, I loved it. The one that showed Matt Cutts talking about how there's no such thing as over-optimization.
Yeah, I know. That's great. But he, I gotta say, he did say when he said that, for lack of a better word. So he wasn't saying, you know, this is what we're calling it. He just couldn't figure out what to call it. And I think if he would have went with gray hat techniques, he'd have been much better, because that's a little more specific.
Well, no, it isn't.
It is to me.
Yeah, well, that's just it. To us, we probably can figure this out. But, you know, e-commerce sites are going to have a hard time with this, in my opinion, because so much of their content is by nature over-optimized because there's a lot of repetition.
See, I think there's going to be, and again, we have no clue what's going to happen. But no. To me, there's two obvious places where they could really fix things if they were looking at quote unquote over optimization. One is diverse link profiles to deep pages of sites. If people are optimizing by doing straight link building, very, very few people will do link building that use non-targeted links or links using a URL or image links. They all want text links with the exact anchor text. If that's all they're doing to deep pages of a site, that's over-optimization, and that's easy to detect. So if it's not a really diverse tight link types on deep pages, that's going to be something that's going to get hit. It's very unnatural looking. The other thing, well, you disagree?
Before you go on, it's unnatural looking, but in a lot of cases, people are genuinely writing content and sometimes fantastic content, but they're asking for that kind of link. So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it is that if you have a deep page of your site and it has 50 links and 40 of those links are exactly the same anchor text, that's a problem.
Yes. Oh, I know.
That's what I'm talking about. Many people do that.
Okay. So you say I had the impression you were saying that they were all text links versus.
No, not necessarily. I think you'd be better if they weren't all text links, if you had at least some image links and some links to the URL itself, because those are natural forms of linking, and some links that say read more and links that say click here. You need those links in your link profile. You do. You really do.
I know. I'm just laughing at how things change. You know, I mean, it's now all of a sudden we're trying, because people have to build links, they're trying to build links so that they look natural, which means making sure you get links you don't really get any benefit from, but they look natural.
You do get the benefit by creating a diversified link profile.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I totally get the sense of all this, but it sometimes just makes me laugh. I can't help it. It's just so... Yeah.
At the last company I used to work for, who owns one of the bigger link brokers on the planet, I heard of customers that would create links specifically. They would pay money every month for links that said click here and read more, just to diversify their link profiles. They'd pay for those links.
Such a wild world, eh?
Yeah. The other thing that's really going to hit, I think, and makes sense, is those when you have 20 pages on a site with very close related terms like rental homes and home rentals, each have their own page on a site with full-blown content, all optimized for those two phrases. That's over-optimization. Targeting too many pages on the site that are too close or the variations are too related to each other. Those kind of things are going to get hit as well. The lack of semantic language on a page. So if you have a page that's about home rentals or rental homes, that's the exact phrase used over and over again, exact same phrasing, but there's no variations, no semantic language used because it's in the text. That's over-optimization as well.
Yeah, you think about all these quote-unquote SEO companies that are going to get their pants pulled down on this one.
Oh, no doubt.
It's going to be quite interesting.
The ones that have just, you know, they've been out there and they've just been doing the bare minimum, getting by, making a little bit of results by doing some of these basic techniques that are, you know, 5 years old that aren't now not going to work nearly as well.
Oh, dear. Hope it's not too many of the people like, you know, we all face when we're doing sales, the odd person who's just, you know, all they think about is the bottom line and how much it's going to cost. And you know, we've lost a few for that reason. They're like, look, we just, you know, we want to save a few bucks. We're going to go with this guy. And I just hope they didn't get up in with one of those because they're sure going to feel it.
And
we're building out our link building arm quite a bit. And we're too busy, actually. We're having to say... put whole clients on hold because there's so much interest in it. Because, you know, we do it premium. We do the premium route. We're doing community outreach. We're doing It's actually difficult to do it premium. Not the obvious difficult, but it's difficult to run a business that way because it's a lot of work and you got to charge for it.
There's a ton of labor involved in really quality link building. If someone's trying to automate it, it's just not going to work. It's really, you have to do it by hand and you have to, there's a lot of labor involved, so it's not cheap to do it right.
Well, anyways, I just hope there's not too many small businesses that are completely losing it, unless, of course, they see the over-optimization, and then, well, I hope
there's
doing something about it.
There's going to be a few, and they're...
Sorry?
I was going to say, there's going to be a few. There are going to be people hit by this, without a doubt. And they're just going to have to, hope they didn't have all their eggs in one basket, and they can recover in time to fix it before it gets them out of business.
I'll give Matt this much credit. At least there's some warning of some kind.
Yeah, they've been telling us about updates recently, like with the Panda and the freshness update. They've been telling us when they launched it. Do you remember them giving us this much warning before? I don't think I ever remember them giving us like weeks in advance. We're going to change this, and this is what we're going to focus on.
Frankly, it bodes very badly.
It does.
It's going to be a big, big hit to a lot of people. And I don't like that. I mean, even though my clients are safe, I hate getting all the calls from people who are, frankly, have very sad stories. They're like, we've been hit. We need help. But it's heartbreaking.
It really is.
And small business especially, because they can't afford that kind of a hit. And as everyone knows, we Stepport deals a lot of small business and medium size. But it's just, it's hard. One part of my business I absolutely hate is hearing about these websites going nowhere all of a sudden. And they were putting all their eggs in one basket. They were building their business on their website search traffic. And you can't do that unless you've got a lot of diversity, and most of them don't. It's scary. So, well, I guess, you know what? Let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to touch on some of the other comments and information you have from the SES.
Sure.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Podcasting at the speed of sound. Webmasterradio.fm. The flamethrower.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on Webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, we just discussed some of the penalties or the upcoming penalty for over, quote unquote, over optimized content that Matt Cutts announced. I figured, you know, we're talking during the break there, and John's just going to list off some of the elements that may impact if you've over optimized them.
Yeah, and this is just.
Find everything okay?
Whenever you shop Meijer, you shop for your entire community. You help support practices that reduce energy consumption and the amount of food that goes to waste. You help support the next generation with a best-in-class clean diesel truck fleet and partnerships with groups like the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Whenever you shop Meijer, you get more than what you need right now. You get what we all need for tomorrow and years to come.
Thanks for shopping with us.
Learn more at Meijer.com.
Some of the basics, some fundamentals. There's probably tons and tons of things. I'm guaranteed there's tons and tons of things not on this list. But from an SEO 101 standpoint, these are some of the basic things to look for. So, of course, the title tag. If you have multiple forms of the same word or phrase in the title tag, so you're using, you know, multiple versions of the same phrase in your title tag, or your title tag is just a list of keywords, that's probably going to be seen as over optimization. Same exact thing goes for the description tag, using the same phrase over and over again, or using it in multiple forms, or just a big list of keywords, going to be a problem. Again, the same thing with the keyword tag. Again, something to note, the keyword tag is not being used by the engines to influence the algorithm. Even though Bing recently came out and said, we do use it, what they're using it for is not to influence the algorithm, but to identify spammers. And we're pretty sure Google probably does the same thing. So keyword tag is something that if you have a big long list of terms in there, it's going to be overall optimized. Or if you have a bunch of keywords in there that's not related to your specific page, that's going to be considered over optimized as well. A number of things in the content area that you might want to watch for, the overuse of H tags, bolded listings or bullet lists, those kind of things could be seen as over-optimization if they're used too much on a page. Like we said already before the break, no use of semantic language on the page. So if you use the exact same phrasing of your key phrase over and over again, use it in the title, use it in the header, use it in the content, use it everywhere, and it never changes, that could be considered over-optimization. And again, these are just guesses. We don't know yet. Once the algorithm comes out, we'll try to figure it out, and everybody will be doing testing and try to figure out what was changed. And we'll let you know as soon as we find out anything, for sure. Again, like we said before the break, if you have too many pages on your site related to variations of phrases, everybody's seen that website where you scroll down to the bottom and there's a list of, like, you know, a block of 1,700 keywords, all with, you know, just different variations. Maybe there are geolocations that are different. You know, use guitars in Ohio, use guitars in Florida, use guitars in California, that kind of stuff. That's probably going to be considered over-optimization. And then on the linking side, we talked about diverse links. You want to make sure there are diverse links. You want to make sure that you don't see huge spikes in links all of a sudden from a site that, you know, that's like not a news site or not a site that is going to have a reason to have spikes, but all of a sudden your site gets a whole bunch of links out of nowhere one month. That could be considered, you know, a flag to look for over optimization. PR sculpting, if you're still doing that, stop, it doesn't work. But if you are, it could be considered over optimization. And then just unnatural linking patterns or an unnatural profile as a whole, you know, are things you're going to be looking for. And all these things, you know, that we mentioned, like Ross said in the very beginning, are pretty much spam. They're not as spammy as some things can be, but they're not optimization. They call them over optimization. They call it gray hat, but it's just not optimized if you're doing that stuff.
Yeah. Agree, Ross? And it's yeah, I do. I mean, I have to admit that whenever I'm in a really competitive market, the clients I work with tend to have some of this stuff, and we have to take it away. You know, it's just and it's hard because you know it's going to affect their rankings. Because frankly, Google has been rewarding people for using this stuff. That's the kicker. I mean, there's a lot of sites that have been doing very well using those tactics, and that's what's going to come down. It's going to be a bit of a kicker if this actually does go through the way it sounds like it will.
Yeah, and I put that list on our Facebook page. So if you want to, if you're not like scrambling to write down everything I just said, go to our Facebook page, and I put that whole list on there for your reference.
Great. And that's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And there you can also leave any questions you may have about this issue or any other issue you're having. We love answering questions, and I believe we've even got one on for the show today. So with that said, let's get to the next part here. What else we got here, John?
So did you hear what Firefox is going to do to us?
Oh, yes.
Apparently you did.
So a little backstory first, I guess.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so Google recently made it so that anyone who was signed in to Gmail or any Google property, immediately all of their content was encrypted when they came to your website. So say they clicked on a link within search. They did a search. They found your website. They clicked on it, came to your site. Usually there was referrer data that would say this person came to your website using the keyword shoes for sale. Well, that's not going to show up anymore, or that didn't show up anymore once Google made this change where they encrypted the data. So the data is now lost. That says not provided now within your analytics.
And then they did say when they first did this that it should only affect about 9 or 10% of your referrers. And most people are reporting about 30% now. Although
to be fair, that's very industry dependent. I mean, if your site's meant for tech people, like highly technical users, then yes, definitely. I would imagine it's lower in where there's a lot of the average basic user who may not be using Gmail, although it's getting more common, right? It's just going to increase.
Yeah, Gmail is one of the most used email programs out there. So,
yeah. So everyone, log out when you're visiting sites just so we can get all that data. Thanks. Thank you.
So what's Firefox doing to us?
Oh, frick. I had expletives you wouldn't believe when I saw this. So Firefox has a search box built into the browser. And, they're encrypting data now too. They're adding the same security, which means, once again, keyword data will not be passed. That's very bad news. This is critical information for any website owner, and it's not that private. I mean, when a person is surfing the net, they go to your website. Yeah. All it does is say what keyword they use to find you. Is that really that bad? No, I'm sorry. I have a hard time agreeing with any argument on that one.
So is Chrome doing the same thing, or is Firefox the only one doing it? If you search for the Chrome browser, do they do the same thing? Because Chrome has integrated the search box and the URL, so it's one field.
Yes. Well, remember Chrome, you're constantly asked to sign in on Chrome so that you can use the bookmarks and all those different things. So I would expect, yes, everything is automatically like that in Chrome.
Yeah.
So people ignore those.
So what? Chrome's got a pretty significant browser share now, doesn't it?
It's a good question. I know it's
close
very
to Firefox.
Yes, if not higher. No, probably not higher yet. There's a lot of Firefox users still. I'm surprised they didn't all jump ship when it was going so slowly, but I know it's gotten a lot better recently.
So here we go. February of 2012, Internet Explorer 19.5%, Firefox 36.6%, Chrome 36.3%, Safari 4.5%, Opera 2.3%. So between Firefox and Chrome, we've got 73% of the browser market that's going to be doing this for us.
Oh, I'm so happy Internet Explorer is so low. Just made my day.
Me too, but now we found a reason maybe we want to use it. Because they'll actually tell us which refers.
Oh, unless people are logged into Google.
Yeah, it's okay, forget that. I don't want to find a reason to use Chrome, believe me.
Internet Explorer, you mean?
Yeah, excuse me. You're right. Internet Explorer.
Chrome is, I live off it. I love that.
Yeah, I love Chrome too.
Totally. I've totally dropped Firefox. I miss some of the tools, but I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but think about that. 36.6%. And they've been dropping. Same time last year, they were at 42.4%.
Who's that, Firefox?
Firefox. So they've dropped a good 6% over the last year.
Well, they had to. I mean, they were a mess. I mean, it was just a mess. I couldn't stand how slow it was running. And any of us power users tend to push them pretty hard, and Chrome takes it no problem. But Firefox still doesn't. in my opinion. It's good, much better.
The only two browsers that have increased are Chrome, went from 24.1 to 36.3, and Safari increased market share from 4.1 to 4.5. Yay, Mac.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. Okay, well, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to jump into some of the other questions we've gotten from the site.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue.
Advertisers,
we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations.
Publishers,
we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible.
Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns.
The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
Webmasterradio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello and welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So, we've already covered the fact that Chrome and Firefox are screwing the pooch here. So now we're getting into Google and how they're eliminating another link network, buildmyrev.com.
That's awesome. So this is great. I personally think it's great. There's probably some people not very happy, like especially like the Build My Rank people. But you know, they've for a long time, you could go get links by just buying into networks. You write an article. There's the distribution sites where you put it on a distribution network. There's other ways to say, okay, I'm going to hire the articles. I'm going to distribute them through their networks. Well, they've been using networks of companies like BuildMyRank.com. And Google has pretty much just stomped on BuildMyRank.com, and I guess they've done a few others as well recently, but that's the one that everybody's talking about right now, and basically deranked all their sites. So any money that you invested or any money that you paid to a company that who turned around and then used this network, all those links on all those sites are now worthless because every one of those sites have been hit and deranked by Google. Basically put this company out of business overnight. I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they are going out of business. You know, I feel for them, you know, but they were in a risky model that one algorithm shift or one little decision by Google puts you out of business. And that's, well, again, putting all your eggs in one basket kind of thing.
Yeah, if they thought that gravy train would never end, they're crazy. I mean, that's the thing with these things. It's like it's black hat, right? So if you do anything that's black hat, the part of the deal is, unless you're completely deaf, that it's going to change. You need to get another thing going.
It's not a long-term strategy.
No.
Black Hat is never long-term.
No. So, you know, it's hard. You know, there's a lot of great information out there for small businesses explaining why places like this are a bad idea. And so I even have a hard time feeling bad for anyone who fell for it, quite frankly.
You know what the issue is? These places have good salespeople. Good salespeople are dying for work, where good SEOs are hard to find. So if you can find a model that sounds cool and you get good salespeople behind it, they can sell it because they can make it sound real bright and shiny and glorious, and they will sell a lot of them. And then the people that fall for it because they don't really understand and don't know will get bitten in the ass eventually.
And they're the ones that are doing all the cold calling.
Oh, yeah. If you get a cold call from somebody selling you SEO services, hang up. Or if you're like me, I used to love getting cold calls from SEO places, because I would just like pretend I played dumb for a while and I'd talk to them, say, yeah, really? And they'd think they had me on the hook, and they'd put their quote manager on the phone, and it's basically their closer to close me. Then I'd start asking the hard questions, well, you know, and just blow them away and like end up hanging up on me. It was so much fun.
Well, it's the whole thing's amazing. I mean, I still get probably one a day a request to do our SEO. Are you serious? Like, do a little more homework.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that, Ross. Can we just talk after the show?
Oh, at least you guys could pay.
True.
Oh, these guys. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, it's frightening. And I get a lot of calls. I mean, I shouldn't say calls. Emails, I feel like calls. I'd say 6 to 10 a day from companies all around the world, and unfortunately many from India, requesting us to work with them so they can be our telemarketers. Are you insane? Talking about a kiss of death for an SEO company or a web marketing company of any kind.
I actually have the advantage. My wife, she does quality control for all of Office Depot's overseas call centers. So she sits and listens to these calls and listens to this stuff going on every day. And she tells me the craziest stories you can ever imagine about how horrible this stuff can go. And I would never, ever, ever use one of these call centers just because of the stories she tells me, even if they worked.
Jeez. That's so scary. Yeah, I get a question a lot whether or not I hire off, you know, offshore, and although I do have one particular staff member who's been with me for years, full-time, I took a long time before I decided to hire him. And I've tried before on smaller packages here and there. I've never been happy. I'm sure there are people who have, but it's sure a lot of work working offshore. Yeah. You've got to do the quality control's intense.
Oh, yeah, you have to be on it every single day.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
I don't think it's worth it. At least not male pattern baldness. It's not good for it. Well, on that crazy end note there, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thanks for joining us today. I'm going to be missing a couple shows in the next little while. I'm taking a bit of time off. So I hope you guys have a good time with John. He's going to have a guest or two, hopefully.
I'm looking for some good ones. I think a couple lined up.
Excellent. Excellent. But, you know, if you have any questions or anything, I can always forward along any questions, but you can also post them on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast, or email me, ross@stepforth.com. That's STEPFORTH.com. Thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We hope you tune in to our show next week. That's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everybody.